The Catholic Church is calling for punitive measures against employers who sexually abuse ladies before offering them employment. The church also wants measures to be put in place to assist victims of such abuse to report the perpetrators under strict confidentiality. The Metropolitan Archbishop of Accra, Most Reverend Charles Gabriel Pamabako, told Radio Ghana that the provocative way of dressing by ladies is not an excuse for sexual harassment.
The corruption in the system is very sad, and that is a problem. The weak moral fiber of people is now beginning to have a terrible effect on our society and its future. So if the young women are being abused, there are two sides to it. One, those who are abusing them, who are supposed to be our role models, who are supposed to be the elite, they are the ones who have a weak moral fiber, and we should be able to discipline them. Now, the young ladies who allow themselves to be abused, it also means that they also have a weak moral fiber. And if they have a weak moral fiber and cannot stand up, you know, for the truth and say, well, thank you very much, I am not ready to succumb to that, then we have a big problem. So it's a double-sided issue that we have to look at.
Bishop, we find ourselves in a country where even those working are suffering. Some are finding it difficult to make ends meet. And you find a young lady who has completed the university, no job, and she feels that maybe one sexual act that will give her a job might be enough. Sometimes, is it not justifiable once they are not married?
The end does not justify the means, and the costs are very, very, very high. Moral costs, spiritual costs, emotional cost. No. No young lady can justify that. And no adult can demand that. You know, it is not proper.
Most young ladies who go through this find it difficult to come public. What do you suggest they do?
I believe what we have to do now is to give them the opportunity for them to be able to come public in a very confidential manner, whereby there's a lot of counseling that is done. And then when they come, you know, I mean, they come into the, not in the open, but they are able to talk about this. They can get counseling. And whoever is the perpetrator can also be brought to book on the quiet. I hope you understand that. We've got to protect the weak and the, you know, in our society. After all, the mark of a civilized society is that it's able to protect its weakest citizens. I hope you understand that.
Yes.
So we have to do something about that.
Shouldn't we also blame these young ladies? Sometimes you see the way they dress into the offices of these big men.
No. Some time ago, we were running around naked. Was that an occasion for jumping on every woman who came to see you? They had more moral fiber in those days when we used to dress, you know, almost naked around the place. So we didn't hear of such atrocities happening. So there's something gone wrong with our education, with our formation.
Archbishop Charles Gabriel Pamabako is the Metropolitan Archbishop of Accra. We are now joined on the line by social worker and counselor with the Students Affairs Directorate at GEMPA, Na Atre Wilson, to speak to the issue of sex for work. Many thanks for joining us, Na.
Yes.
Now, how serious is the issue of sex for work perpetrated by some men?
Yes, this is a very serious issue, and we term it as workplace violence against women. What actually happens is that these ladies go to the workplaces to go and look for a job. Just as the bishop said, we don't have jobs. People are suffering. And one of the conditions for giving them a job is to have sex with them. And this is what a lot of people are doing. People in authority, this is what they are doing. But what we are also not doing to these women is that we don't have social nets in the system to help them when they are not working to make ends meet. Apart from that, there are no policies in the workplace which won't enable these girls to go ask for help or report what these men have done. There are a lot of issues where this is concerned, and if we start talking about them, we won't finish now. But I believe that sometimes when we blame the girls, blame them for what? If we had jobs for them, I don't think they would go to that length. I hope you understand.
Yes. So what advice would you give a lady who desperately needs a job, yet faces advances from men?
for a lady who desperately needs a job, I think what we have to do is, I mean, it depends on the circumstances that the lady finds herself in. If we had places where these ladies could go and they could be given a certain amount of money to help them to help them take care of tuition until they are able to get jobs. And the government tries as much as possible to provide certain things for them, I think this thing will end. If you tell them to refuse the advances of men, which all of us want them to do, I think you tell them, yes, you told them. But then how do you ensure that that is done? And we also need to punish men who are named for having taken part in some of these things. If you ask a girl to come out, they won't because they are sick.
Now, there are reports of an 18-year-old girl who has committed suicide after being jilted by her 19-year-old unemployed boyfriend.
Yes.
What would prompt a girl in such a situation to commit suicide?
So this girl, the boy is somebody that she holds on to. This boy is somebody who has filled a certain vacuum in her life. And I think most of the time, the society and the family from which these girls come are not able to create sort of bonding with their children, so that when the children find somebody who is a love that they have never got, they have never experienced before, then they go into the relationship with everything. And we all know that women actually go into relationship with everything, and that is why they have more when there is a problem with the relationship.
All right.
And what I would say is that we need the parents need to talk how to appreciate and love their children, so that these children will always see them as people who are always there for them. And if themselves are also taught to understand that relationship can break, so they do not need to hold on to it so tightly that when somebody decides he doesn't want anything to do with you, you go and leave. I think it will help us.
All right.
But I think this girl, the family and the society have failed her. So what she was getting, that is what she got from this boy. So she is so much attached to this boy that when the boy tells that he is not interested in men, the only thing she says is that the end of the world has come, because she does not have anybody to hold on to. And that is the reason why this girl has done this.
Right. Many thanks for joining us. That was a social worker and counselor with the Students Affairs Directorate at GEMPA, Na Atrey Wilson, on the issue of sex for work.